Welcome to Renegade Thinkers Unite, a show that will help you transform your marketing from mere messaging to programs that break the rules and make a difference. Join the movement today and learn non-traditional techniques that give you an edge. Now, here's your chief marketing renegade, Drew Neiser.
My guest today is David Beebe, VP Global Creative and Content Marketing at Marriott. David started his career in the United States Coast Guard, where he served as communications specialist throughout California and Alaska, and from there transitioned into DirecTV and later Disney. His work has received 2 Emmy Awards. Adweek named him a top 10 content marketer, and he is also the winner of the CMO's Club Award for Content Engagement, which is a topic that is near and dear to my heart. Welcome, David.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I'm excited to talk about content. You are the first person I've interviewed who was ever in the United States Coast Guard, and I look forward to seeing if that informed your view at any point in time in this conversation. But, you know, I have this theory, and it's proving to be true, that there's at least a little renegade, a sort of unconventional thinker in every senior marketer, certainly the successful ones. What's one way that you're a renegade?
I think, I think throughout my career, I've had the opportunity to work a lot with large corporations, but always to be coming in at a point where certainly there was a change in media, a change in marketing or advertising, and an opportunity to really work and operate in really a startup environment within these corporations and have the freedom. So that's, you know, certainly a big success. But I think my outlook on thing and is what I focus on is actually getting stuff done. I think as a renegade, you've got to be able to sort of sell your story. And as a content marketer, if you can, hopefully you're good at doing that to consumers, you should be just as good, your ability to sell your story, in-house to your colleagues and other senior executives as well. And I think if you can do that, you still got to be able, at the same time, you got to be able to keep things moving, behind the scenes and find the right balance of, informing people and sometimes not, and just going and doing them. Not asking for permission all the time.
Yeah, a little bit of begging for forgiveness. Well, that definitely puts you in the renegade camp, and the fact that you define yourself as a change agent and seek out those opportunities, I think, is really interesting. I'm curious what that meant when you took this job on at Marriott. Some of the things that you've done there that you think were new and different for that organization.
Yeah, I came to Marriott at a time when, going back to my reference, it's a fascinating time in marketing. And I think, one of the first times we've seen so much change happen so rapidly in the way that brands and consumers are engaging with each other, and ultimately building loyalty, right, to a particular brand and their products. And Marriott has always been a company built around innovation. If you look at the history of the company, it started as a hot dog stand, 1927 in Washington, D.C., went on to open the Hot Shops, which became the largest restaurant through the 50s, in the U.S., and invented many and introduced many things, including drive-up service, at the time as they expanded their restaurant business. And then it was the first company to introduce the idea of food service on airlines. And then throughout the 80s, gotten a bunch of businesses beyond the hotel business. But, at its core, a company about trying new things. And so as, Arne Sorenson, our CEO and the first family member to, lead the company, recognized that, the change that was happening, that shifting media landscape. And so, and believed that the idea of content marketing, and specifically through our portfolio of 30 brands and how travel lends itself to storytelling, there's an opportunity to try something new in the way that we market. And he laid a lot of the ground, and then myself and our global marketing officer, both come from Disney ABC, a media storytelling background across television and digital. So combine all those things with leadership that really believes in that strategy and approach, but also gives you permission to fail, super important. And, you know, give you that runway to go out and just, you know, try it and see what happens.
So it's, I love to hear permission to fail, and it's certainly, easier, you know, it's often talked about. It doesn't always happen, however. Have you tried some things, in your content journey that you were surprised either on how well they worked or how they didn't work?
You know, I think we launched, the content studio and, you know, we immediately set out to, you know, establish ourselves as the largest producer of travel, lifestyle content. And we've done that across in many formats, across many screens, whether that's the short films we've done, the TV shows, the webisodes, documentaries, the books, magazines, on top of launching M Live, our real time marketing, brand newsrooms as well. And, you know, it was the idea we kind of have to try it all and see what sticks. And I think, you know, the first, year we focused a lot on the scripted stuff and the short films and really premium, storytelling. And we've seen a lot of success with that in terms of, how we measure that success, whether that's traditional measurements from, you know, brand lift, brand awareness to digital measurement of views, comments, how you're building a community around that, social shares, time engaged with the content, all the way to how is content driving revenue and, in our case, putting heads in beds. And, we've seen a lot of success in that. And, you know, some, content works, really well. Some doesn't, but I think it's really, our strategy's really been focused around starting with the why versus just making stuff and throwing it against the wall. And what is the intent of our content marketing? So we've seen a lot of success because we didn't jump into it just to go be cool and make content, which is what a lot of people want to do. We actually backed up and built a strategy around the distribution first. Where are we putting this stuff? What's the purpose of it? Why are we doing it? And so we've, you know, I think in many cases, everything we put out has worked, for the most part of what we've wanted it to do. So it's, you know, I think the biggest challenge for us is selling it, not selling it in-house, but helping brand marketers and traditional marketers understand how is what we're doing, how is it, they know it's different, but really around that measurement side. So if we used to make 30-second spots, now you make this, how do those two worlds correlate together? How do I compare the success of that? And that's been... So the big challenge has been education internally.
Right. And, you know, I think a lot of marketers have jumped on the content bandwagon. I mean, you look at the statistics in terms of the number of videos and blog posts a day, and it's just, it's staggering. It's stunning. It's a sea of stuff. How do you make sure that your content cuts through?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you've seen a lot of brands jump on it, but I think, you're still seeing a lot of brands go and do something very quickly. It doesn't work. They don't necessarily know why. They can't sell it to get more support, and then it sort of ends, right? Our approach at the highest level was that if and one of the things I made sure before I you know, because I was based in LA for 15 years in the entertainment industry, moving to Washington D.C. Was that this was a serious investment of the company and that it would have all, that I would have the tools I needed to succeed. And I think at the highest level, what all brands need, in order to execute this, there are a couple of things. One is you have to have a leader that comes from, I think a storytelling media background. That could be, depending on the type of content, someone like me from a television, story development world to a journalist, right? Whether an on-air journalist or a reporter, to someone from a, you know, general sort of media strategy. Because it's the practice of content marketing, the skill set is exactly what that is. It is a specialty in marketing. I think a lot of times, CEOs are telling CMOs, and or other people, hey, we want to do that content marketing thing, that we want to launch a studio. They don't know where to start because they don't understand the fundamentals of storytelling versus what's actually a campaign. Traditional marketers are used to making campaigns, things that start and end 3 months later. Here's all it did. It dies. It has a dead end. Versus content marketing, which is typically very long tail. It's about built around a strategy we call 3 C's, which is scaling content of all types, building a community around that content, and then driving commerce around that content. And so I think that, you know, you got to have someone that understands that. You also have to have it, I think, as a separate unit within the company, meaning it can't be something that Bob down the hall is trying to do by himself, right? It's got to be centralized, just like you would in a corporation, you would look at how PR or legal, that's a specialty, that's a skill set, is centralized, supporting multiple brands, multiple groups. Content marketing, I think, has to be set up like that, and that's what we've done here. All of our portfolio of 30 brands, everything story-driven flows through the content studio, both ways, between content studio pitching the brands and the brands bringing ideas to us. But none of the brands are off doing their own strategy. There's one global content marketing strategy that rolls into one centralized unit. And then I think finally, besides all the other things we talked about, is, you know, runway and freedom, and is budget. You have to have your content studio needs to have a separate budget to kickstart it and showcase the power of content marketing, whatever you decide to do, almost like a Kickstarter fund. You can't rely on, at least starting, the brands to contribute brand marketing dollars to content. Because you need to show them first what it can do, educate them, and then eventually start to shift dollars from traditional media into content marketing. And I think the final thing is being able to educate people that content marketing is just one part of an entire marketing mix, right? It's not everything. There are other forms of marketing that absolutely work, but it should be a big part of it, and it should all be connected. You should be creating a whole content advertising ecosystem where everything supports each other versus a bunch of siloed campaigns out there that don't talk to each other. They're disparate to the consumer.
That's awesome. It really helps crystallize anybody trying to develop a content program from scratch. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what's state-of-the-art in terms of content and maybe an example of what Marriott is doing in that area.
Renegade Thinkers Unite is brought to you by Social Media Explorer, the website that explores the world of social media from the inside out. Great advice from today's leading social media columnists and experts at socialmediaexplorer.com. That's socialmediaexplorer.com.
Okay, we're back. My guest today is David Beebe, Vice President Global Creative and Content Marketing at Marriott. Can you talk about specifically about one aspect of the content that you're doing that you would say this is state of the art?
Yeah, I think if you look at our short films we've done, you know, that's very high touch premium programming. The strategy there was to create. In fact, our entire strategy is built around developing all of our creative in house. So we don't actually take pitches from outside producers, production companies, or talent. We develop what we want to do, and then what we do is we actually go to the creative community and find who's the right partners, who are the right partners to execute this type of creative. And so our short films, the Two Bellman series, we did Two Bellman 1, Two Bellman 2, and Two Bellman 3. One was shot in L.A., Two Bellman 2 was shot in Dubai, and Two Bellman 3 was shot in Seoul, all presented by the JW Marriott brand. The idea there from a brand perspective was to showcase the brand globally, pull through the brand values, but ultimately tell a story that entertains people first and, not try to sell them up front. So provide value to them first before trying to sell them. And really built around everything we try to do is that idea of brands need to stop interrupting what consumers are in and really become what they're interested in. And we think that that sort of high touch storytelling does. And because we developed the creative from scratch, our brands and the hotels themselves are allowed to be a star. They're in the film. They are a character. The story is developed around them, You see the features and benefits of the hotel throughout the story, but you never see us talk about it, directly to the viewer. You just experience it visually. Hopefully that inspires you to travel. And our strategy there has been to shoot 50% roughly in the hotel, 50% of the story in the city. So in the case of French Kiss, which we shot in Paris, a love story there at the Marriott hotels, you saw the hotel, but you also saw the iconic locations throughout Paris. And hopefully people were inspired to say, I've always wanted to go there, or I remember when I was there. And we start to get them to think about travel. And that's really our goal in everything we do, is really to get people to think about travel. And if we've got scaling content right in all formats across all screens, we're able to keep them in our world, in a sense, and then introduce the 30 brands and say, oh, by the way, we know you have intent to travel. Guess what? We just happen to sell hotel rooms and experiences.
You know, it's funny. I saw the first Bellman movie. I think it was the one where they're sort of, there's a burglary and, a robbery, and the Bellman end up being these acrobatic gentlemen. It was very entertaining, and I admired the way, as you said, the hotel was a character in the background, and you showed it rather than told it, which I think is so powerful, and that's what great storytelling can do. Is there a resource that you look to for inspiration in the content world?
We certainly look at what other brands are doing, but I look at the creative community and the storytellers. And going back to the idea of, as a running a content studio, you need someone that comes from that world. But I think one of the most inspiring things, in what I do, is being able to allow the creative community to do what they want to do, which is tell stories and really get out of their way, right? Obviously, we're financing these projects. Ultimately, they are doing things for our brands that we're able to measure, as I talked about, traditional, digital. And example of French Kiss what we do is we create sales packages around all these films. So French Kiss is an example of how we're actually creating revenue for the hotel. We created the French Kiss sales package. It sold $500,000 worth of rooms in 60 days. And it's, it's a sales package of you get to, you want the same experience you saw in the film. You meet the general manager, you get champagne and chocolate along arrival, great room, great rate, private tours of all the places you saw in the film. It was really this curated experience. And so that was able to actually showcase how we're driving revenue for the business, the core business of Marriott, but also all of these films were actually licensing to other distributors. So now it's, switched to a media business. But I go back to that inspiration again of brands are storytellers, brands are media companies now. It may not be their core business, but the opportunity exists. And I think from an inspirational thing is that's just exciting in itself, but really to work with super smart creatives that know how to tell stories and know how to make those brands a character versus integrating a brand into something and interrupting the experience.
Those are really all such important lessons. I'm curious, as you've developed this whole content program for the Marriott pretty much from scratch, what was the toughest lesson in all of this, the development of this content?
This is the world I come from of creating content. So it was, from that perspective, from an experience perspective, it wasn't that tough. I think it's from I go back to that education, that internal, right? So a lot of people want to ask around measurement, and, we're still educating our brands and brand leaders around how does this work? How do you know it's a success? And we've got a whole strategy built around that, and going back to that purpose of why are we making this content? Is it around brand engagement? Is it changing perception? Is it introducing a new brand? And so I think that's probably the most challenging, part, I would say. I think here we've done a lot of work and everyone's on board now, which is great. As we onboard and integrate all the Starwood brands now across our portfolio, it's kind of starting from scratch again. And, showing how we do it with those brands. But I think that's the one, I think challenge. And I think also internally, what happens is brands get in their own way, right? And I think that's a challenge that for brand leaders. They need to get out of their own way. You're not making a commercial. You're not, talking about yourself and your features and benefits anymore. You get too many people in the room, right, with opinions.
That's a great place to wrap up. There are several things that you said that I want to recap. First was the notion that you really have to think about these things as a long-term investment. And I think that's really important in the scheme of things because lots of marketers put some dollars in it. They write a blog post here. They do a video there and it's not a consistent program. So really thinking about the investment and being prepared to be in it for the long haul because the results aren't always a direct, oh, we produced this content and we sold some, you know, as you put heads in beds. One of the things that I thought was particularly interesting is you felt it was extremely important to build this expertise in-house through my conversations with brands. I've seen both approaches work. It is in order for it to work in-house. However, if you were to go that route, you absolutely have to do what David talked about, which is bring in someone who is from this world and understands the art of storytelling, knows how to not only talk about storytelling, but make sure that these things can come to fruition. And one of the things that David talked about very early on was the ability to get stuff done. And again, the folks in the entertainment world know how hard it is to get a movie, for example, done. So getting a video produced in-house is sometimes no less challenging. I love the as you wrapped up, you talk about brands getting in their own way. There is this tremendous tendency. Well, where's the four bullet points? Where's the key brand elements? And this is in this economy that we are in, which I call the give to get economy. You will get a chance to tell those specific points if you give something as David described it, high entertainment value first. So I thought this was incredibly instructive inspiring in terms of how to produce some great content. I strongly encourage you to go check out the Bellman videos. In my written report on this, I will provide those links. And David, I just want to thank you so much for being a guest on Renegade Thinkers Unite.
Thanks for having me. We could go on for hours, but I'll keep it short.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
This has been Renegade Thinkers Unite, but it doesn't end there. Just go to RenegadeThinkersUnite.com for more and subscribe to the show. That way, you'll never miss an episode. We'll talk with you next time on Renegade Thinkers Unite.